welcome to another concert by the Chamber Music Society of Lower Basin Street. With Paul LaValle and the orchestra, Milton Cross, songs by Dick Todd, and our special guest star. And now, Maestro LaValle, the overture, please.
Dr. Cross has just received a distinguished honor. The editors of that nationally famous magazine, Musical America, have just selected him as their favorite announcer of musical programs. So here he comes with his medal pinned on his shirt to keep his pants from falling down, your chairman, Dr. Milton J. Cross.
Greetings, music lovers. I want to thank the editors of Musical America for selecting me as their favorite announcer. Having gotten the award, there is only one thing I can say. It is an honor which I richly deserve. With so many fine announcers in the country, I understand that the balloting was extremely close. I was selected by only one vote. That's the first decent thing my brother-in-law has ever done. So much for my personal triumph. Tonight, our concert hall is packed with a dense crowd of people. This is not unusual. Our concert hall is always crowded with dense people. They have come out of morbid curiosity to watch Vernon Brown make his debut. Mr. Brown is a trombonist of our orchestra, a job that has as much future as Hitler's. Vernon's father gave him the trombone as a present on his 21st birthday. He was the envy of his classmates. Who else in the second grade had a trombone? He studied the instrument faithfully. For 5 years, the trombone never left Vernon Brown's lips. This made it very difficult for him to kiss his girl. Her head kept getting stuck in the end of the trombone. And now Mr. Brown demonstrates how he wasted his youth by learning how to play the trombone. I'm coming, Virginia. Maestro LaValle?
Thank you.
Well, music lovers, tonight I have some news which should make you extremely happy. This is Victor Borge's last appearance here. In the past 2 months, Mr. Borge has accomplished an amazing musical feat. He has played 55 piano selections, Beethoven, Bach, Tchaikovsky, Brahms, and every one of them sounded like spring will be a little late this year. In his role as comedian, and I use the word in the unfunny sense, Mr. Borge has told 3,627 jokes. Any self-respecting hen could not compete with Mr. Borge's ability to lay eggs. However, as I have told you, this is Mr. Borge's last appearance. So we might just...
Doc Cross.
Yes, Mr. Borge?
I just spoke to this sponsor. He told me that I was going to be back here again.
Sponsor or no sponsor, you'll come back here over my dead body. That's wonderful, Mr. Borge. You've been here 2 months and you finally got a laugh. Now, I'll leave you to your own unoriginal devices. Music lovers, here he is, our unmelancholy dame, Victor Borge.
Before I go, I would like to answer some fan mail I have gotten here the last couple of weeks. That would save me a lot of trouble sitting home writing it. Let me see, here's the letter from a man who says, "Dear Mr. Borge, I love to listen to you play the piano. Shakespeare says, music hath charms. And when I listen to you, I agree with him." Signed, a fan. "Dear fan, thank you very much. And please thank Mr. Shakespeare for his kind words. Why don't you bring him in around to the program? I'd love to meet him. Sincerely, Victor Borge." I have another one here. It's quite odd. A man writes, "Dear Mr. Borge, I want to get married, but my family objects because the girl I'm in love with is 3 years older than I am. I'm 70 and she's 73. What should I do? Signed, Bachelor." It's my answer. "Dear Batch, wait. Don't be hasty. It may not last." "And that goes for you too." Signed, Victor Borge. Here's one from a music lover. She says, "Dear Mr. Borge, do you know who..." "Dear madam, what?" This one is from a little girl. She seems to be 2.5 years old. And she said, "Dear Mr. Borge, would all great big mans be awfully waffy matty waddy if I asked for an itty bitty picture of oo?" Signed, Baby. "Dear Baby, oh no, she woozy, I send once to Wednesday." Here's one in German, I think it is. Well, that,
"Sehr geehrten Mr. Hafenborge, die Stanken haben der Hand erfunden, ist nicht noch aus sich auf. Der Besen stricken gelohrt, zum Hafen ist nicht noch aus. Sein geschnappen auf Pumpen."
Oh, he says he likes the program very much. And here's the letter. "Dear Mr. Borge, my wife and I think you are the best comedian on the air. We never miss you Sunday night. Harry B." "Dear Harry, dear Uncle Harry." "Thanks. Love to Aunt Minnie." "Your nephew Vic." Now, here's a little green letter. It says, Dear Mr. Borge. Well, here's my answer. "Dear madam, Victor Borge." Here's a blue letter from Maine. "Dear Mr. Borg, we are great Hollywood fans. Could you tell us who, in your opinion, is the best-looking blonde in Hollywood?" Signed, The Kid. "Dear Kid, Nelson Eddy." "Dear Mister, I never cared much for music until I heard you play. Now, everything about music interests me. Could you please tell me what is the difference between a tenor and a soprano? Fine, madam. Dear madam, are you kidding? Well, my wife divorced me a little while ago, and since then, my only pleasure has been to listen to you play the piano. You know, it's awful hard to lose a wife. Fine, thankful. Dear thankful. Hard is almost impossible. Next. We would have written you sooner, but couldn't locate you. Your account is long over. Well, I get so much fan mail, you know. And here's the last one. Dear Mr. Borger, my sister is getting married. All her girlfriends would like you to come to the house tomorrow night for a shower. Signed, sister. Dear sis, thanks very much. But you and your girlfriends must also come to my house sometime and take a bath. The last woman asked me here to play Shoo Shoo Baby. I think I'll do that. Dear madam, here's Shoo Shoo Baby by Brahms.
Down the lane.
Now, music lovers, we come to our guest diva of the evening, the lovely Hollywood star, Miss Nan Wynn. In her career in movie land, she appeared in several A pictures and several B pictures. All the rest looked like H. Once while watching her act before the cameras, Preston Sturgis, the great director, was heard to remark, quote,
"Cut!"
unquote. Here she is, Miss Nan Wynn. Welcome back to our concert hall, Miss Wynn. This is your second visit here, isn't it?
Yes, Dr. Cross. The last time I was here, the program was only 15 minutes long. Everything had to be cut in half.
Yes. By the way, who sewed you together? How do you like our program?
Never have I been in such a wolf den.
Have the musicians been bothering you?
Oh, I don't mind it when the drummer whistles at me, and I don't mind it when the guitar player winks at me. But when Maestro Laval drops a handkerchief and expects me to pick it up, that's too much.
Well, Nan, after all, you can't expect a fellow like that to,
Dr. Cross?
Oh, you're back again. The man who murders the English language. Lucrezia Borgia. I thought you'd gone for good.
Yes, but I couldn't go without saying goodbye to you.
Goodbye. Now, Miss Wynn, I was about to,
Not so fast, Dr. Cross. I'm going away for a couple of months, and you've been so nice to me, and after all, I'm a stranger in this country, and so are you, and... You know, Dr. Cross, not being able to see you from now on every Sunday, well, I really miss you, and honestly, that makes me very sad. In parting, I would like to read a little farewell poem I wrote. And here's the way it goes. Farewell, farewell to Basin Street. Farewell to my piano seat. Though to the first I gave my heart, the second got my better part.
Miss Wynn, what are you going to sing tonight?
It could happen to you.
You saw Mr. Borge. It did happen. But go ahead.
Hide your heart from sight. Lock your dreams at night. It could happen. Someone drops a sigh and down you stumble. Keep an eye on spring. Run when church bells ring. It could happen.
When I go for a walk,
around and talk. And they ask about you. What's the good if I say that you and I are through? I tell them you're okay. And they ask about you. They wonder where we've been and why we never called. I take it on the chin until the teardrops fall. They don't mean to be smart, but if they only knew, they're stepping on my heart. When they ask about they don't mean to be smart, but if they only knew, stepping on my heart when they ask about you.
And now for the pièce de résistance, Don't Sweetheart Me, Maestro Laval.
Thank you.
is the Armed Forces Radio Service.